Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining me here in this space. I just want to let you know, I know you guys probably already know this, but I have the most amazing callers and listeners in the world. I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful that you take the time out to spend this 30 minutes with me, getting messages, listening to other people's messages and connections. It's really, truly an honor and a blessing. If I went back, even, gosh, maybe 10 years, I would have never imagined my life looking the way it does today. I mean, I was very happy with my life. I'm a very grateful and blessed person. I have always been, no matter what has been in front of me, whatever work I've done, I've always loved the work that I've done and done work that I've loved. I'm very fortunate that way. I'm kind of a free spirit and have never conformed to what to society's, like, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that. I just kind of go doity 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 and walk through life. And I love that about me. Absolutely love that. But nonetheless, I'm so grateful to have you in this show and all the venues that it's listened to. And isn't it true, in different stages of our lives, we go through different things. We become these different people or evolve into different areas. So in the beginning of our lives and at the very end of our lives, it may be very similar, but in between, that's when all the magic happens. That's when we can really create, recreate, just own it and make it what we want it to be. And so many people aren't aware of that. They really don't know that they can change where they are and what they're doing and how their life looks. And if there would be one thing I could say to people who feel stuck, because so many people feel stuck and they don't know they don't have to be, that they think this is the way it is, this is just the cards they've been handed. Listen, if you've been handed cards, it's a freaking poker game. Trade those cards till you get the ones you want. Like, keep playing that hand until you have the perfect hand for you. And make your life just phenomenal. I always like to use the example that when we first start a job, when we first get hired into a job, we love that job. Like, oh, this is the greatest job. They have the greatest benefits. And then somehow when we're at that job for a while, all of a sudden, it's the worst job in the world. Go back to day one. What changed? It's still the same job. It's just your perspective on that job that has changed. However, if you're not happy where you are, take the appropriate steps to find happiness in a new place. Now, I've found when somebody's not happy with their work or with something else, there's usually an underlying issue, something else going on in their life that they maybe have not, they're not looking at the way they should. And then that needs to be examined. So I'm going to do a clearing to start off for anybody listening or re-listening to this show. And you can, I love, love, love this clearing. I'm just going to say there's something stopping or blocking pure, true happiness. I get a yes. So I'm going to start clearing that. And I recommend everybody listen to this clearing, this show three times to get this really cleared. And as I do that, if you feel like the wind has just been knocked out of you, perfectly normal for this clearing. Okay. And some people don't even, they think it's wrong to be happy because other people can't be happy for you when you're happy. Oh, poo on them. Just be happy. Life is too short. Okay, I'm going to start taking callers because that is why I am here. This is what I love to do. I love to answer your questions about life, love, finances, career, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. The most important thing I want you to know, when you get on the line with me, just tell me where you're from and what your name is, and then either ask your question or let me know who you want to connect with on the other side. Please ask one question or have one connection. I do have a full switchboard, and many people wait many, many months to get through. So if I don't want to rush anybody, but if I can get to an extra person, I always feel better about that because I know that when people are calling in, it's an honor to have you call in, and I don't want to make people wait. So having said that, the first caller today is 336. Hello, 336. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Selena. I'm calling from California.
Okay. Hello, California. How can I help you today?
So my question is in regards to finances. Both my fiance and I are unemployed, and I'm kind of getting worried. I don't want us to run out of money or me get worse into debt or have to file bankruptcy, and I'm just kind of wondering, like, just because we're both unemployed, that's the biggest contributor why, like, I'm worried about money because we're down to just savings at this point. So just kind of wondering to know about that.
Okay. I'm going to tell you something I am hearing, and a lot of people, they panic when they hear this, but I want you to really embrace it and look at these possibilities. Now, I'm not in charge of your life just because this comes out of my mouth. I'm not the boss of you. You get to make solid decisions about where you're going and what you want in your life on your own. But the first thing I am hearing is relocate, relocate, relocate. That there's a possibility for a relocation coming in. Now, I wish I would have paid attention any of the three times I had to take geography. Yes. I did take geography three times and still do not know where the states are. I am getting that your relocation is obviously, it's going to be east of where you are. And I do feel like if you do this, I feel like I have to word this so very carefully because, again, I am not the boss of you. I feel like there is the opportunity or the potential for one or both of you to get work outside of the state of California. So now if I narrow that down and I say, is it in the Midwest? I hear, Is it on the East Coast? I hear yes. And I'm going to be even more honest with you. It's okay if you laugh at me. It's okay. Delaware, is that on the East Coast?
Yes, it is on the East Coast.
Okay. I keep hearing Delaware. So just a double confirmation there. Now, when they say Delaware, it might be, and this is funny, it might be Delaware proper or the surrounding areas of Delaware, but they really want you to look in that area. And then there's also the opportunity of something south of you, something south. And so if you're going south, I'm seeing Arizona. Arizona would be, there would be opportunity in Arizona. Now that opportunity is strong, but it might not come as quickly as the one on the East Coast. And what this comes down to is geographically, kind of geographically, what does that look like for you and feel like for you? I feel like the Arizona opportunity is very good. It's not the first opportunity that came through, so I don't know if these are coming through in the, like, okay, so the Delaware opportunity will pop first and then the Arizona one, but I'm getting that both of these are opportunities. They're good. I get that you do need to relocate. And again, this is, I'm not the boss of you, but that something about California doesn't, you know, I have a friend who's an astrologer, and she looks at my whole chart and says, your lines for work run here. It's not where I live, by the way. Your lines for love run here. So there's something about where you are. You might like that area, but it's not the strong, you don't shine, you guys don't shine as brightly as you could there. The opportunities aren't as prevalent for you and your husband and what you do as they would be in other areas. So taking that jaunt down a bit to Arizona, and I actually hear, I don't know if it's Tuma or Toma, Arizona. I think that's a place in Arizona. Again, if only I would pay attention to geography. And then again, the East Coast and that Delaware or Delaware proper. I think that those are very strong opportunities. If you're willing to look at them, I think you're going to find something that is really amazing for the both of you in those areas. And I think you're going to, like, really enjoy, like, the fresh start. Does that make sense to you, and is that helpful?
It does. Well, we were thinking of possibly going to Texas at some point, but we thought, you know, having a job here for a while just to kind of get money back up. So you're saying we won't necessarily run out of money, but we need to think about relocating. And I know we had thought about Texas, but we hadn't. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm so sorry. You thought about
you're
Texas.
Fine. You're fine.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to tell you. If you can pull off the move sooner rather than later, that is going to be your strongest possibility. And I'm so happy. Thank you for that confirmation that you guys are thinking about relocating already. Thank you so much for that. That makes me feel a little bit better that, you know, this message isn't like throwing you for a loop, like you're going to need to uproot and relocate. Texas is good. I'm gonna tell you, if you get into that what I'm hearing, and Texas would be a good relocation for you also. I need to get a big old map and keep it in front of me when I'm doing my show. I am getting that, like, Arizona will be also good, equal. The opportunities in Arizona might come before the opportunity in Texas, but start putting stuff out there now. Start sending stuff out there now. Go to companies' websites. Don't depend only on, oh, you know what they're saying. Okay, can I ask, let me ask you quick, and I know what I'm hearing, I just want to confirm it. What area of work do you and or your husband do? Is one of you with computers in some way?
Well, both of ours is, but his is more like maybe like video, game design, narrative marketing. Mine's more like the business office management side of things.
Okay, for you, oh, I have goosebumps on the top of my head. Okay, So because you're on the phone with me, you're the one I'm getting the stronger energetic. For him, Texas, there's going to be a strong draw on Texas. For you, it's going to be Arizona. But you know what? Both of you will do well either way. I'm going to tell you, reach out to a headhunter in or one of those people, like a headhunter or a recruiter in Texas, and send them your stuff. I feel like, especially for Texas, you will find a company that might be, I have to, like, be careful of how I phrase things. You might find a company that's even willing to pay for your relocation. And the sooner the better. The sooner the better. Don't put it off any longer. You need to get out of where you are and into a new energy. And this is going to be a whole big new start for you. Now, part of the reason I'm hearing Arizona, and again, for what it's worth, is it's more of a little bit of a, I don't want to say laid back. The energy in Texas can be very, very vibrant and like, let's get up and go and get it. Where in Arizona, it's a little bit more laid back. And I think that's the difference between you and your husband. You might be a little bit more laid back, and he might be like, let's jump on this horse and ride it all the way home. I'm going to say either way, you're both going to do amazing in either area, but you do need to make this move sooner rather than later. And there will be an opportunity in Delaware. Now, again, this is just, don't go to Delaware if you don't like winters. Don't do it. Just don't sacrifice that, because you'll end up, you know, being unhappy again in your location. So take that move south. Go south and look at what's available. And again, find a recruiter. And I feel like something really good is going to pop for the two of you. Okay.
Okay. Well, and it sounds like it would be better, based off like the question about what the finances, if we didn't move, there would be more detriment to our finances versus if we like if we need to move for us not to get to a bad point, is basically kind of what I'm getting to, what you're saying.
Yeah, listen, don't I hear a solid yes on that. Yes, move sooner rather than later. And
okay.
It's not going to get better for you where you are. It's only going to get worse. Like, the hill is going down and the snowball is building.
Okay.
So don't wait.
That's good
until
to know.
Yeah, don't wait until you're, excuse my, I'm trying to think of a way of saying this without swearing. Don't wait until you're, butt out, you know, without a pot to pee in, you know. Don't, if nothing has changed to this point, just they're trying to tell you something, listen and go. Don't think, oh, well, do you know how long it would take you to save up and then you'd stay and it wouldn't even be a good job? Just do what you can to do what you can. Remember, you can rebuild anything as long as you have something to build from. Okay? If you wait too long, you won't even have the money to relocate. You need to get out now. Okay? And again,
okay.
I'm not the boss of you. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. But seriously, take this to heart and just make that move, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling. Please call me. Once you've taken these steps and you're on your way and you find out about the new positions, please do give me a call back, and I'll be happy to hear your updates and where everything is. Okay, love?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, I'm going to go directly to 551. Hello, 551. How are you today?
Hey, how are you, Connie? This is
Connie.
Yeah.
Okay, and where are you calling from? Hello, can you hear me?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, tell me, what's your question today?
My question is about dating and romance, just new relationship, if you saw a promising relationship for me.
Okay, so the first thing I get is that you really don't know what you want.
Okay.
Welcome to the world of women today. We kind of want to be in a relationship, but we don't want to sacrifice. And in the past, we've really had to sacrifice and get in that place. And they're just saying, you know, if it happens and it's the way you want it to look, you're happy to have it. Otherwise, you could really care less. So here's some, there's something stopping or blocking you from a healthy, happy relationship. I get a solid yes on this. And for you and anybody listening or re-listening, I'm going to clear this now. And instantly I feel it in my throat and my chest that there is something blocking you. You had some incidences, who hasn't, in the past that have really changed the way you feel about being. They're actually using the word owned by somebody. And I feel you, because I'm like, I don't know if I believe in marriage. If I want to go, I want to go. I don't want somebody to give me permission to jump out of this hot mess. and I am going to say that with you, you had some, you're a little bit like you want somebody in your life, but you might have a little bit of a difficulty with commitment issues. And this doesn't mean that you're not faithful. It just means that you don't want to be like maybe trapped or stuck in something. So we're gonna start clearing all this. Now, when the right person comes in the right way, you don't feel like that. It's a straight up partnership that is amazing and beautiful. So this is what I tell everybody. Stop looking at this, and I cannot, they're channeling this through me. I cannot stress this enough, and I want you to just listen and embrace this with every ounce of your being. The next time you meet a man, and you're going to meet one soon, within a month, I want you, instead of looking at it as, does he want me, does he love me, does he, I want you to erase all those questions from your mind, and I want you to say, I am a business, and I'm looking for a partner in my business. Now, does this guy come qualified to be my business partner? So when we're looking at a business partner for a literal business, we're opening a storefront, we're doing whatever, we want to know, do they have their fair share of money? Do I trust this person with the keys to my business? Are they going to go in the middle of the night and take all my inventory and go, well, I didn't know I couldn't do that. Are they going to cheat on my business? Are they going to add as much to my business as I add to my business? Are they going to, you know, do they qualify? Can they get a loan to be in a business? And like some of these questions, people think, well, that's not love. Listen, when that first feeling of love fades away, you need to know that the rest of this is solid as can be. And this, and I hate this. I hate when people say, oh, don't be a gold digger. We're not gold diggers. We're not.
Exactly.
We want a man who is stable and successful. And if that is too much to ask, you are not the man for me. You can keep going. Thank you very much for your time. I'm looking for someone who can show up on time, in the right way, with the right things that qualify you to be with me. Because you, my dear, are an amazing, every woman is an amazing, strong, beautiful being of light, and she deserves nothing less than that for herself. And if some guy doesn't see that, doesn't honor that, doesn't want to, they need to go find somebody else. And you need to carry that into every conversation that you have, not only with men, but also with women. So you can own that. Okay. And you can be that.
Okay.
And when you do, that person is just going to automatically like float right in front of you. And I get like possibly within a month, you're going to meet this person. And I see him being more of a professional because they're showing me him with a suit. That doesn't mean he literally wears a suit, but I feel like he might even be. And if somebody shows up who checks off all those boxes and is not in the legal field, don't kick him out. Have that conversation. But I do feel like somebody in the legal field is going to step forward for you within a month or around
okay.
that month's time. And you are going to have a really good, you have the potential. Now, we can sabotage ourselves, sweet girl. We certainly can. I do it often. And he's very family oriented. He is very, he has his ducks in a row, and he really knows how to put things together, and he has a very good perspective on things. Be very open-minded when not only talking to him, but when he's talking to you. And I always say to all my beautiful, bright, shining star women, don't only listen to what they're saying, pay attention to what they're not saying.
Okay.
That can sometimes be more important than what they are saying, because we all have our lines down.
Okay.
We know we do.
Yeah.
We have our answers prepared. But, and again, the other thing I'm getting is don't ask those typical questions for relationship. Like, do you want to get married? Do you see yourself having children? Don't ask those questions. If this were a business, what kind of questions would you be asking of a potential partnership in a LLC
okay.
or an S-Corp? Would you be saying, no, you want to know the truth about this person's integrity and character. And those are the questions that you ask. Listen, if you ask questions like a counselor, I shouldn't even repeat this on air, but I went to dinner on a date. It was a setup from a friend. And this guy had one too many drinks. And if a guy starts drinking, I just let them drink because everything will come out. And this guy started telling me how his friend bought him a very whatever experience in Vegas with two women at once. And I went, please don't even shake my hand as we end this dinner. And can I
exactly.
please get out of here now? So when you let somebody talk, they will talk. Don't worry about does he want you. Worry about do I want him. Okay?
Okay.
So that's a lot coming out of me at once for you. But this guy coming in about a month, professional, integrity, character, those are the first three words that come through for him. I want you to show up like that. And I don't want you to ask those typical questions because they have their answers lined up. I want you to ask questions that he probably doesn't hear. Like if you were interviewing him for a position with your company, what questions would you ask him? Okay? Because you're a business.
Okay.
And your business is to keep you solid and strong and to
Absolutely.
Have people around
I love
you
that,
that you can build and that can build you. And if you aren't building each other, if this isn't a solid partnership, let it go now. Let it go like the snow
okay.
in summertime, okay? It ain't worth it.
Thank you so,
so
much. Thank you. I love that. I will definitely use that advice. Thank you so much.
You are
And thank
so
you for
welcome,
the clearing.
And,
I felt my heart skip a beat.
Oh, did you? So awesome.
Yeah,
I
it
love
did.
That. Okay, now go shine for the world
so
to
much.
See you. You are so welcome. You are so welcome. You are so welcome. So thank you, guys. I'm here every Monday at noon for 30 minutes and the second Tuesday of every month for 30 minutes. And I love, 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 love you guys. I love being able to connect with you and hear your stories and hopefully help you on your path. And I want to do one more clearing for finances because money is so huge in our world. So I'm getting guided to ask the question. We have stigma with money. So let's clear that for everybody listening, re-listening. Listen to this. This one, this show is so solid. There's three so solid clearings in here. I want you to listen, re-listen until this is done. Thank you so much. Have an amazing week.